Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Gomez. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Lefty Gomez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dickey moves to second. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. the White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Combs reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Combs trying to get to home. Reynolds throws the ball into Grubb, who tags Combs, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Blue moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Thomas scores. Blue moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Blue scores. Sullivan moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Sullivan scores. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dickey and Larry drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lazzari moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Gomez moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Thomas covering. Safe. Gomez scores. Sewell moves to third. It's Yankees, 4, White Sox, 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 5-4, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Combs reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kirk can't make a play. That's a base hit. Combs scores. It's 6-4, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kirk catches it and throws to first to double up Gehrig. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Thomas, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lazzari can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to third. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman is hit by the pitch. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Chapman moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Appling reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 8-5, Yankees. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerr moves to second. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. Grubb moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.